This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Johnny and Arnell.
Oh, would you look at that? It's 4 p.m. on a Thursday. Ha! That means one thing. One thing only. That means it's time for Johnny and Arnell live and loud on FUBAR.
Live and loud with Johnny and Arnell on FUBAR Radio.
Do you know what I did? The first time there, yeah. I did an echo, a double one. I'm going to try it again so the listeners know what just happened there. Yeah. It's a double.
Live Johnny and Arnell.
Johnny and Arnell.
FUBAR Radio.
Just some of the fun and games that we can have.
Yeah, just creating carnage and chaos right at the top of the show, yeah?
The message is the same, but just said in a different way, to be fair. Yeah, so...
Well, that was double the message, if anything.
We are available in surround sound. There you go. It's coming at you from all around the room. Johnny and Arnell, live and loud, FUBAR Radio. Let's go.
Oh, yeah, and it's good to be back here, man. It's good to be back.
Yeah, it was only last week, wasn't it? Yeah, you know, it's not long lost or anything like that.
Yeah, but you know what? I miss the listeners. I miss hearing their crazy stories.
I do miss them as well, actually. Yeah. That much is true. And we are back, guys, so do get in touch with us, because we do love hearing from you. So what's been going on this week, Arnell?
There was the internet was playing at Coco, and I missed it, and I really wanted to see it. I was gutted, because I still haven't seen them yet. Still haven't seen them perform. So next time they're in London, I'm definitely be going down. But other than that, I've been pretty good, you know. Yeah, I'm in good spirits.
No, decent. I didn't get to see them either, which was a shame. Yeah. It is a shame, you know. Don't get to go to enough gigs, to be honest.
You guys aren't inviting us.
Yeah. But it's been all action this week for me as well.
Oh, yeah. Tell. Sounds like you got some news to share.
Well, I have. Some of it will come up later in our blast from the past.
Oh.
But this week, I have been dog sitting. Yeah, I've been
dog sitting, yeah?
House/dog sitting.
How many dogs?
Two.
Oh.
It's going off, mate. It's been going off big time.
What sort of dogs are they?
One's a staff called Patch.
Mate.
And one's just a big dog called Marley. I don't even know what breed it is, to be fair.
They both sound like dogs that's going to maul you down.
We'll get into that later, to be fair. It's been a lot of events that have gone on this week.
Don't be teasing, man. Like, it's already happened.
We've got some stories coming up, to be fair. It's been quite the week for
me. One of them's going to have to get put down.
Walking a tightrope, that's all I can say.
Is that because of you or the dogs?
Listen, I'm trying my best. It's hanging by a thread, to be fair. I'm the good guy in all this, to be fair. There's a lot of loose cannons in the dog world right now. So, and I'm just trying to keep them straight and narrow.
Is it good money, dog sitting? I don't know.
Well, it's for a cousin, so it's not like, you know, lucrative or anything like that. But, I'd imagine it is, because, you know, like dog walkers, they can get paid quite a lot.
That's what I'm saying.
But they go, like, walking, like, 10 of them at once and stuff like that.
Mm.
Don't know how they do it, mate.
Yeah, they just, like, wake up early in the morning, gather all the dogs, walk them about, and then take them all back.
Yeah. I don't know how they do it. I swear they come back. They go out with 10, come back with 11.
No, you only gave me 2 dogs today.
Yeah. Some owner crying over the common. Where's Jimbo? Where is he?
Because people, they do that on purpose, isn't it? They take the dogs, they wait for the posters to go up, like, say, the missing one and the reward, then they return it and say they found them. Get the reward.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you're saying it like, everyone does that.
Anything is better than walking a dog.
Well, now all we know
just
is
hold
that,
it up in the basement for a bit and then wait for the posters to come out. Then
all you've proven is that you're the guy who does that. That's the only thing. You're the only one whose mind works like that. You've got a kennel underneath your house.
Did I mention I don't like dogs?
Stashes of pedigree chum, sending proof of life photos.
Half opening up the can. Go on, if you want the food, open it out yourself.
I said eat. Got these dogs walking around in orange jumpsuits like a doggy Guantanamo Bay in the Tomlinson household.
We've got a staff just bench pressing over the side.
When I get out, I'm coming back here. I've been spraying these lampposts. I know my way back.
Just mauling promo pictures of me. Just like,
you took me away from my family. Yeah, that's a Hollywood script right there, definitely.
It is, mate. If Cats and Dogs is a sequel, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Didn't see the first one.
Elijah Wood played Little Poodle.
Good, good. Yeah. You're not, you know, we know.
Jeff Goldblum's in it.
We know, we know what's coming after you start going on about this. Yeah. I mean, you're tilting it. Are you charming with that? Cats and Dogs is a good film. Do you want to come with me?
Do you want to watch it together? We can snuggle on the sofa.
Hey, we could have a really nice date here watching Cats and Dogs 2. Jeff Goldblum's in it. Elijah Wood plays a poodle. I'll go on my own.
Is that fine? And what sort of date would you would do? Rather than that, then?
You know what, babe? Yeah. You ever seen Basic Instinct? Johnny.
Basic Instinct! You went straight there!
Absolutely. I'm recreating scenes crossing my legs. There you go. In a pair of white Y fronts. Absolutely.
With a hole in them. Yeah. Whoops!
What? It seems you've seen too much. They know.
But hello to everybody out there that's listening to our crazy antics, man. It's not just us on the show. It's you guys as well. We want to hear from you guys, man. You could tweet us, you know, at Johnny and I Know or at FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, absolutely. We do want to hear from you. You know this show by now. You know, very much. Users are producing the output that we give out. So we do want to hear from you guys. Let's do a little run through of what's coming up on the show, shall we, I Know?
Oh, yeah, let's do that. Well, first up, it's going to be what's trending, what's going on, what's everyone talking about, what's been happening in the world. We're going to be discussing it.
Absolutely. There's been a few stories that have been bouncing around social media this week, getting people's chins wagging.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I say that every week, but I feel like I have to.
It's your favourite saying. I don't know why.
I don't know. I think I'm being clever, and I'm not. I mean, clearly,
you get it wrong every
time. No,
you don't want to correct yourself.
It's lazy. Let's move on. Right. After that, we've got our lend an ear section.
Yes, it's the part of the show where me and Johnny answer your problems. So send your problems in.
Absolutely, and it is. It's not. You know, people. There are other charlatans out there who try and give you advice. As in advice, it's this is what you should do. This is what you have to do if you want to solve it. It's a solution
blueprint.
Yeah, we give out solutions. Okay, if you have problems, send them in to Johnny and Inel at foobarradio.com. We do want to hear from you, and we know our listeners have problems. Lord knows we know they have problems.
That's right. And don't worry, no problem is too small or too big for us to handle. We've handled everything.
Or too deranged. We've had some pretty unhinged people opening up to us, and we want more of them, so do it.
For a little archive.
Absolutely. After Lendon here, we also have our
Blast from the Past
section. Bang. That's the blast, nice. Which previously happened. Mm. So that's the part of the show where we take a buzzword and then we talk about the stories that buzzword makes us think about, and then we play tunes in turn that are kind of associated with those stories that we've said.
Correct. And today's buzzword is nervous.
Nervous, yeah. Nervous. Mm. Nerves. Mm. Yeah, any of that. If you've got any stories about being nervous or whatnot, send them in. Mine is going to be related to my dog sitting antics this week, which I'll tell you about later. But do send in your nervous buzzword stories.
That's right, and I think mine is going to be associated with a date that almost went completely wrong. So
almost. All right, okay.
Managed to salvage.
Salvaged it. Yeah. Decent.
Just about.
All right, okay. What's class as a salvage?
Was that?
Save it for later.
But if you guys have got some juicy stories as well about times you were nervous or nervy, as Johnny said, email it in, johnnyandinow@foobarradio.com, or just send them your random stuff that you like to send us in.
Yeah, we want to hear everything. And then after that, we've got our spoilers on screen section.
Oh, yes! And it was a big boy episode of Walking Dead.
It was delightful, yeah. It was delightful.
My favourite one so far.
Yeah, some real malicious stuff going on there, isn't it?
There was some real people deciding what sort of person they're going to be from here on out.
<It's>
Are you
going to
be like this, or are you going to be like this?
The world's changed.
Yeah. That line was in there.
Yeah.
Even Jesus is saying it. And Jesus is getting involved, you know.
He was ready.
Jesus wasn't even on the sidelines.
I to thought dish he out just, some penance.
I thought he was going to be sitting on the bench for this one. Nah, he got involved.
Ready to roll, big time. Well, that show seems so jam-packed that there's barely any room for anything else.
There isn't. There isn't any room for anything else, mate. That's the show.
That is it?
That's the show.
But wait!
What?
Wait! Huh? We've also going to find room to squeeze in some of the biggest bangers.
Slangers.
Thumpers.
Dumpers.
Bumpers.
Jumpers.
Zingers.
Bingers?
Wingers is what we're going to do,
yeah. For wingers, yeah.
Some absolute big boy tunes.
Big boys!
Now, you guys know that I'm talking sense when I say that we are playing bangers when I play this first one.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to set the precedent quite well, to be fair.
You know what, Johnny? Don't even tell them. Just sling it on them, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. This ain't even getting introduced. I've got a feeling you guys know what this is, and this is going to set the tone.
Out in the street.
The thugs and camp at 2 pound a weed in a van back. It in a your handbag, your knapsack. It in a your backpack. The smell of the your girlfriend contact. Some boy not know this. Them only come around like tourists on the beach with a few club sodas. Bedtime stories and pals like them named Chuck Norris. And down all the real hardcore cause sandals and a back to. The thugs them we do where them got to. And won't think twice to shot to. Don't make them spot to. Unless you carry guns a lot to. A beer tough thing come at you. When trench town man stop laugh and block off traffic. Then them we learn pop off and them start chop it. With the pin file long and it happy trap it. Police come in a jeep and them can't stop it. Some say them a playboy rabbit. Get chopped like a bad habit. Son of a bad post off if you're down top it. Rastafari stands alone.
Welcome to Jam Rock.
Hey.
Welcome to Jam Rock.
Out in the street, they call it murder.
Welcome to Jam Down, where people are dead at random. Political violence can't done. Pure ghost and phantom. The youth them get blind by stardom. Now the king of kings are called. Whole man to pick me. So wave on no one if you with me. To see this operation sick me. Them suit not fit me. To win election them trick with them. Them don't do nothing at all. Come on, let's face it. I get our education's basic. And most of the youth them waste it. And when them waste it, that's when them take the guns, replace it. Then them don't stand a chance at all. And that's why enough little youth have up some fatmatic. With the extra magazine in a them back pocket. And a bleach at night time in a some black jacket. All who not lock black said them a lock rocket. Them we fool you up a current like a shock socket. Them we run a road block which by the cops block it. And from now till a morning no stop clock it. If them run out of rounds I broke back ratchet. Outside, north side.
Welcome to Jam Rock.
East coast, west coast. Yo.
Welcome to Jam Rock.
Cornwall, Middlesex, and Surrey, y'all. Hey.
Welcome to Jam Rock.
Out in the street, they call it murder.
Jamaica, Jamaica. Jamaica, Jamaica. No. Jamaica.
Presents
Dan Clark Fox Films.
I felt like that wasn't as much of a guilty pleasure as this one, yeah. Which is... Do you want to tell me?
My guilty pleasure...
Say your name first.
Hello. I'm Brian Bregantine, and I love Grease 2. Like, I watched Breakfast Club recently. It does not hold up. Mm. Some of the most hateful characters you've ever seen.
Yeah.
And you want to punch all of them and go, I wish they'd set fire to the room you're in, you absolute fucking whiny prick. Look, Grease 1, yeah. That everyone loves, I'd say is average. It's all right. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not the extraordinary masterpiece. That Grease 2 is.
Every Friday,
Dan Clark Talks Films.
From 12 PM on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, that's right. Check out Dan Clark on FUBAR Radio on Fridays. But right now, you're listening to Johnny and Arnell. We're live and loud on FUBAR Radio.
Live and loud with Johnny and Arnell on FUBAR Radio.
That's right. You're listening to us all the way to 6 PM today. But first, we've got a tweet.
Okay.
Oh, we've got a little twing in.
Talk to me.
Oh.
What's happening?
It's a friend of the show. It's Paul Clark.
Hello, Paul Clark. He always sends a tweet in at the start of the show.
He's a very nice guy. Very nice.
Nice.
But he says it's his birthday on Saturday and would love a shout out from his favourite radio show.
Absolutely. We'll have to give him a shout. Yeah,
we'll try and do that later. See if we can fit it in.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's a jam-packed show, so.
We'll have to give Dan Clark a shout to get him to. It was a bit of a joke.
I got it.
Deserved more, if we're honest.
I was playing along, but you know, I didn't know you wanted me to laugh.
I just wanted a little laughter. Okay. Just it tells the audience when to laugh as well.
Okay. Signpost, so. Yeah. Maybe you signposted.
Yeah, it's a bit like Friends, this show, isn't it? This canned laughter. Yeah. So, no, don't worry about it. Let's move on. Yeah. Seamless, yeah.
But happy birthday, though, Clark. Thank you again for listening in. And hope you have a good one on Saturday as well.
Yeah, happy birthday, Paul. Absolutely. Friend of the show. Ooh. Big time. We won't ask him his age. It'd be rude, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But we'll guess instead. 45.
Judging by the photo.
We don't know how old, but his best years are behind him.
He's coming up to a landmark one.
Couple of extra lines in your face from last year, Paul. It's been a tough year.
Why don't you take it easy on Saturday, eh?
The winters seem to last longer these days, don't they?
Speaking of winters, Game of Thrones is coming back soon.
Oh yeah, it is. Have you seen the new trailer?
I haven't. Do you know what? I didn't want to watch it because I didn't want to have anything spoilt for me.
Is
it going to spoil something?
It won't spoil anything. Ooh. There is one moment in it when I was just like, wow, just dropped.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that something I want to know now or something? It'd be nicer if I waited.
There's nothing if you see a trailer that you can't not see because that's why it's in the trailer, isn't it?
Yeah,
so that's the nature of them, really. They don't show you the cliffhanger at the end of the season in the trailer. You know, guess what happens?
I know, some of those Hollywood movie trailers. I don't like going to the cinema and watching the trailers anymore. Hate it. I always get there just as this film's just about to start.
I don't like watching trailers where they put all their best stuff in the trailer.
They tell the whole story from the trailer. By the time the trailer's done, it's like, well, that's the end, isn't it?
I'm not so much talking about the story. I'm talking about, like, do you remember, not Shaun of the Dead. What was it? Hot Fuzz.
Hot Fuzz, yeah.
Yeah. And there was one, they had an advert where, the Simon Pegg, the fit cop, ran over and jumped over all the fences and then the fat geezer ran through and just smashed through it. It was quite funny.
It was
funny in the trailer. That was the only good part of that film. There was literally nothing else. I didn't even smile in the rest of it.
Don't like it?
Oh, it was a dreadful film. Absolute dreadful film. And I don't mind, I'd say it to him.
Oh, say it out loud as well.
Oh, I'd happily say
it
to him.
Putting it out
there,
it was
a dreadful film.
Oh, gosh.
Really, really... just not good, not good.
Johnny
one of the
Cochran's
worst films.
Not going to be working with Simon Pegg anymore.
No, yeah, he was just dialing my number as well. So. Sorry, Simon. I will not.
Just swipe right on Tinder for him.
I will not just take the paycheck and be in that, you know. But there you go. You know what that means, don't you?
Oh, first email of the day.
It's the first email of the day.
That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's entitled Troll Love. Oh.
They're winning me off from the subject.
You had me at hello. So, and then, hello.
Hi.
Do you remember the toy trolls with the funky pink hair that were popular in the 90s?
Mm-hmm.
We do, don't we?
We do, yeah.
I thought they went out of fashion. People would get rid of them, and I'm guessing most people did.
Mm.
Now my new lady friend, however, I went to her flat and had some wine and cheese on the sofa. Everything was progressing nicely, and she said she was going to slip into something a little more comfortable. I imagined it would be a sexy little Anne Summers number. But she returned dressed as a troll. It was a onesie, including a hood for the funky hair.
Oh, no.
I was in the mood for some cheeky time, so I tried not to hide my shock and followed her to the bedroom. Big mistake.
Oh, gosh.
Her bedroom looked like someone who was a troll stalker.
She had
them everywhere, on shelves, her dressing table, hanging from the curtains, on her bed, and most disturbingly, a sort of photo shrine on the wall.
Oh, what?
I was so terrified, I was almost unable to perform.
Almost. Still managed it, don't know.
I manned up.
Oh, I had to grip my teeth.
Luckily, I found the courage from somewhere.
Harness the power!
You hero.
You hero.
You banged a troll. Well done.
Well done!
Afterwards, I waited until she fell asleep and then crept out of bed and out of her flat and dashed it down the road. I left my phone charger there, but who cares? At least I haven't been murdered by a troll, Ben in Finsbury Park.
Ooh.
Thanks for that, Ben.
That was an epic story, that. Oh, I tell you what, that would scare me, though.
Absolutely.
Definitely scared. Whole collections and shrines as well. Shrines.
This stuff is not acceptable. I don't know why people think it is.
He walks in the bedroom, he's expecting pictures of her and her friends on the wall, gets trolls instead. He's like, where's your friends? These are my friends.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't have a go at Jimmy. He'll fight back.
I bet he would.
No, I do have a teddy bear from when I was born, which I still have my drawer.
I've seen it around your house.
Yeah, yeah. Bruno, but to be fair...
And you say I'm just a friend. You're up.
Well, if anything, just shows that I've got a sensitive side as well.
Oh.
It just all adds to Johnny, but sensitive. Remix.
You've got it all, haven't you? It's the full package.
That's what I keep telling them. It is what I keep telling them. There's no drinks in the armour. He's bulletproof, this guy. But no, Ben in Finsbury Park, that's a wild one. But to be fair, essentially, you've just done a, well, I'm not even going to use the term.
Yeah. I do like the way he says
it. It ends with dash. But you've done one, basically. So you've done it. I don't know where you found the courage from, Ben, but well done to you, mate.
He did leave his charger, though. Oof.
Yeah, it's cost you a charger.
Yeah, and that's $9.99 you're not going to get back.
And a restless night's sleep. I mean, to be fair, well done, Ben. Onwards and upwards.
I do like the way he's... I manned up the courage.
Yeah. From somewhere.
I don't know where, but I got the strength.
I love the fact he's laying next to this girl in a onesie with pink hair popping out the top, and he's going, I've got to find it from somewhere. And in his head, he's got some Karate Kid montage, just going, you're the best around. Nothing's going to ever keep you down. I found it from somewhere.
Keep you down.
It's literally a montage in his head with him running along a beach, you know, doing kata. Oh, you hero, Ben.
You hero.
Nice one.
He's going on the Hall of Fame.
Bravest man in Finsbury Park.
He used to be a girl in my uni. She used to have one of those trolls attached to her bag as a key ring. It used to just freak me out because the way they stare, it was like the massive eyes. I don't know why they were so successful.
Yeah, I mean, they were big in one day, but there was loads of things. Polly Pocket was massive at one point
Polly
as well, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Loads of things like that.
Polly Pocket.
Some things have stood the test of time. My Little Pony's still knocking about.
There you are, yeah.
Which is crazy.
Still got the Brownies, isn't it? That's the guys that like My Little Pony.
Really?
They're called Brownies. Yeah, there's a documentary about it, actually.
Wow.
I think it was on Netflix I saw.
Wow. Yeah. See, that's the thing. Like, even when we get emails in and we think, what weirdos and stuff like, you know, not all of you guys. Oh, what weirdos. We don't really say that, about you. But,
the mic's on, Johnny.
Exactly. I'm going to have to draft out an apology.
I don't think you can rewind live radio.
But, no, even when we think, like, some of the stories are completely out there and bonkers, there are these people, just like these little brony people out there, who live on the fringes of society.
They could be located right next door to you, and you wouldn't even know.
You wouldn't even know. Everyone's got their personal space. As long as it's legal. Excellent. So we're moving into our what's trending section. Now there were a number of funny stories this week. And to start us off, we do have a familiar tale, unfortunately.
It's another tale of selfies.
Yeah, a selfie murder.
This is like number five now, I think.
Yeah, so, I mean, we had someone who's fallen down a well. We've had someone... We had people in Argentina who killed a dolphin.
Yeah.
Because they wanted a selfie of it.
Indeed.
There was a man who got bitten by a rattlesnake, nearly died because he's taking a selfie. And now we have... A swan being murdered in order to take a selfie.
Wow. Yeah. So this was in Macedonia, wasn't it? It was a lady wanted a picture with a swan, and she wanted it so bad that she went into the river to kind of have the picture, and she dragged the swan out of the water onto the side just so she can get a selfie with her. And I think it was her boyfriend, I think she was with. So it was insane. And what happened was after she took the picture that she got, she just left the swan there.
Left it there to die.
Struggling.
Well, she's basically snapped its wing, hasn't she? Yeah. She's pulled it out by its wing, took the selfie, and then going, off you go then, fella. I've had what I need out of you. But what gets me about this as well is everyone knows the classic adage about swans. When they give you warnings, it's like, oh, what? Is that a swan? Watch out. They might break your arm. You know, like, swans get talked about like they're the gangster of the bird world. You know what I mean? Extorting money out of people, snapping, are you going to pay? Are you going to pay? I'll break your arm. You know what I mean? Like I don't know where that came from, just a bout of breaking people's arms left, right and centre.
It's just those urban myths that go around, isn't it?
Yeah.
it just started off from that.
It's probably a kid who's just walking there who had already broken his arm, was in the cast, and the swan was near it and going, oh, look what he's done. He's broken his arm, bless him. But I mean, the reality is now this is starting to do away with that myth, because they're like, oh yeah, those swan wings, they're so powerful, they'll break you on. Well, actually, they're quite weak, and they're so weak that you can break them just when you want a photo with them. So
she's just probably trying to put her arm around it. Snap.
Yeah. Oh. ain't my fault you made a glass, mate. The Queen's bird. She wants to invest in more solid property, I tell you.
Try a pelican.
Exactly. A goose wouldn't bottle it like that.
I think that's where it comes from, though, is because they're so graceful when they're in the water that when you do see them flapping and flailing around, it does look quite aggressive, because they go from something that's like so beautiful and they're just gliding around to something that's like, wah, wah, in your face. So I mean, that might be where it kind of comes from, but this one obviously didn't get the memo because he got mashed up.
Yeah. Do you remember when we were in Edinburgh and we came down the mountain? Went to the lake, and there was a swan like on the kind of lake or whatever, and as it was kind of swimming, a dog came over, and I mean, it was the funniest thing ever, because there was this dog just bouncing around, thought it owned the place. This swan came out and just literally went, and what? And what?
Well, you want me to move, do you?
Yeah. It's going to take a bigger dog than you, fella. Show me a Rottweiler. Show me a Rottie, and I'll get back on that water. You little you, mate. I don't even know what you are. Jack Russell.
You little rat.
I'll break arms. I'll take you and your owner. He ends up with a broken arm. You end up dead. I'm killing dogs. Queen's bird.
Queen's bird. I'm royal.
These dogs ain't royal. No, they're not. it's just the latest in a long line of animals about to pay the price for people's vanity and... You know, need for a new Tinder pic, basically.
It better have been a good picture, you know. Oh, I bet it's all blurry as well, where the bird's trying to flail around.
Where the bird's crying. I'm being killed. If you release me now, I'll live. And smile.
You shouldn't even get the picture, probably. It was just like a Snapchat that got deleted 24 hours later.
And it was, no doubt.
Oh, it's gone.
Yeah. I'll have to get another one.
I'll have to go back.
Yeah. There's a row of dead swans.
That swan must have been so baffed, though. It must have, like, just like swimming around in the lake, and some woman's just waded in to come get it. It's like, you right, love? You right? Oh, come on!
Do you know what? I forgot about this, actually. My mate has a mate who comes from... Oh, where does he come from? I think it might be Belize or something like that.
Ooh.
And he doesn't come... No, I think... No, where is it? It's somewhere like that anyway, yeah? It's basically... He doesn't live there anymore. He grew up in Holland, but his dad was straight out of like you know, the kind of jungle in Belize or whatever, like used to live in off the land kind of thing. And when he came over to Britain or whatever, he said his dad was going out to a pond and taking a goose and being like, bang, snapped a neck, right, stick it in the oven. Oh, he's going, look, dear. I mean, he's not even running from me. It's well easy.
Like, oh, it's easy. You can do it.
Exactly. They think I'm going to be dishing out bread. No, you're going in the oven, mate. Whack.
Quack.
It's like there's ducks just lining up. You know, it's unbelievable. It's like snatching ducks.
Some as well? Quack.
He said he's just snatching ducks, sticking them in a bag. And he and his wife was doing the rest, like crazy stuff.
Just like that?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like birds, man. When we did the animal show last year, I had to grab a swan and put a straitjacket over it, because the only way they can kind of inspect swans and stuff is if they put like a jacket over its wings, so it can't like flap.
Can't
and move.
Break an arm.
Yeah, so I had to go. I was like, "Do you want to go in now and do it?" I was like, "Yeah, go on in," because the kids didn't want to do it. And as I'm rushing to try and grab it, it's just literally just like
yeah,
spreading its wings out like big to make itself look massive at me. And I'm like, "Okay, this doesn't even look safe, guys, and you're filming it. Yeah. What's going on?"
Oh dear.
How much danger pay am I getting?
Yeah. None. Industry standards. As always.
Did that insurance policy go through yet?
So we have got the latest in a long line of selfie disasters. That is the first thing that's trending. But the second thing that's trending, which really grabbed my attention.
Oh, it's a crazy one. It's a woman who gave birth to Vietnamese twins who both have different fathers.
Yeah, to be clear, Vietnamese twins, it's just that they are in Vietnam. That's not like Siamese twins or anything. It's not like a deviation on that. I know it hasn't come up with an... Oh, the Vietnamese twins, yeah, they're joined by something else.
But like, the actual occurrence, that, like, the name for it sounds made up to me, though, because I can barely pronounce it. It's called heteropaternal superfecundation.
Yeah, well,
I've
seen it as written as just bi-paternal twins. Bi-paternal.
Well, yeah. Obviously, the article I was reading was different.
I do like the idea of twins having to go in there and go, "Hi, guys, are you normal twins?" No, we're actually bi. We're actually bi-paternal.
We're bi-paternal, heteropaternal, super-pathunkin.
Yeah.
Super-pathunkin. No, but basically, it occurs when, in a short period of time, two sperms kind of like fertilize two different eggs at the same time, pretty much.
Mm.
So,
yeah.
Even there's like some sperm, even she must have did it in the same day. Or them sperms are like really courteous to one another. It's like, "No, you go ahead, bro. No, you go ahead. There's plenty of eggs for both of us." There's enough eggs to go around, bro.
So, I mean, I was reading the fact file on this, though, and it was like, so basically, a woman's egg can last for essentially a day. It can be knocking about. It's a little bit shorter than that, but a few hours, like 18 hours or something like that. But the sperm can last for several days, basically, still stay alive. Mm. So you could have sex over a week. If two eggs pop out, that's two separate kids. But what got me about it, just reading the article, was... The couple became concerned or suspicious when they realised that the two children were growing completely different. One had curly hair and one had thin straight hair or whatever. But it was like, so the wife went with her husband. Sorry, what? Husband? Who's one of the kids? Husband, you say. So, to be clear, they've gone in and checked it all out, and you have a husband, and basically there's no other way around it. You've got off with some other fella, and he's fathered one of your twins.
Yeah, that would have been a crazy Jeremy Carl episode.
Exactly.
It turns out you're both the fathers. Yeah.
It's a first on the show.
It's a first.
Absolutely. We've got Graham backstage pulling his hair out.
He doesn't know what to do.
We've not dealt with this before. Absolutely. You can only get custody of one of them, I'm afraid. You're an absolute disgrace.
He's your husband. Marital vows down the Swanee.
They don't mean nothing to you, do they? They're just words.
You're just popping out eggs willy-nilly. Popping out eggs, spreading legs, outrageous.
Popping out legs, spreading legs.
Outrageous. So, you know...
That is insane, though. But apparently this is number... There's only, 10 known cases of this actually happening, ever. So that's how rare it happens. So it's like, she thought she got away with that cheating. Yeah. She thought she got away with it, and it was like, the baby messed it up.
Absolutely, one of them. Mm. One. I mean, even then...
I wanted one, didn't want the other.
The other guy, the other dad as well, responsible for... Literally, it's like, yeah, one of them kids is yours. You are... I've had twins, one of them's yours. So, you know, listen, obviously I need child support payments, but you might be able to pull your money with the other fella. Go in, you're getting half price here. Because if you put your money together, you split the pram. You get one of those double prams. Yeah, I mean...
Get a double pram,
put your money together. You're responsible. I mean, he's put all his money in the divorce, so...
I mean, we can sort out some sort of layaway thing. We could do it on finance. You can pay a bit each month into the same account and he could do the same. You know, we can make it orderly.
Absolutely. Birthdays will be tricky. The other father doesn't want to see you, obviously.
I mean, we can do separate parties, but that is twice as expensive, so...
I just want the best for the kids, to be honest. It's the kind of woman I am. There you go.
I'm willing to put our differences aside and say we could have one party for the both of them.
It's been a wild couple of days. Wow, what an holiday to Magaluf that was. You leave on a Sunday, come back on a Saturday, couple of kids in tow, eh? Daryl and Colin not speaking to me, not speaking to each other. It's your fault, Les. What a phone party that was. So, there you go. The next thing that's trending.
Oh, I can't even see.
We have a mass brawl had kicked out at the this is brilliant at the Gala Bingo in Derby. Ooh. Yes, a place that is usually excuse me, a place that is usually reserved for middle-aged ladies mainly, to be honest, you know, competing to win small cash prizes, has turned into a full-on UFC fighting ring with a 10-person brawl basically kicking off. It started because a group of younger people were in there on a Saturday night, getting a bit rowdy, but having a laugh, apparently. Mm. And some of the middle-aged patrons had had enough with them getting too leery and said, right, here we go. I'll start laying one on your chin. Bingo.
Yeah, bingo! I do like, there was a lady there called Wendy Lee, and she said, I've never seen anything like it in all my 20 years of coming here. But my favourite bit was, one minute we were looking down, waiting for the number to be called. Next minute, it's a fire breaking. It's like, I can just imagine the scenes. Everyone's just got their heads down, they've got their pens out, little cards, and all of a sudden.
Yeah, legs 11.
Woohoo! Two little ducks, 22. You are.
Smack! I love how people use handbags as weapons. I didn't think people still did that.
No, yeah.
I didn't think people still did that. I thought handbags were too precious nowadays for them to be used as weapons.
Yeah, swinging Michael Kors bags and stuff like that, yeah. little Louis V bags just smashing over people's heads.
Oh.
But yeah, I think the women more likely to do it are the ones that don't have the designer bags. The ones who don't care. And in fact, I like those women a little bit more, the kind of Pat Butchers of this world, who would not get a designer bag because they want to use it as a weapon, potentially.
Yeah, just in case.
If it can't go in the middle of a dance floor, then it's not worth having. That's the problem, ladies, these days. They've got their priorities upside down, quite frankly.
Those underarm bags, those armpit bags.
Where
they hold it where it's just under their arm, but it's also a useful tool.
Yeah. There you go. That's Inel's latest useful tip.
There you go, ladies. If you were looking for a fight on a Friday night,
always be prepared. Make sure you've got your breck with you.
Breck.
getting searched on the way in. And what are you doing with that? Building. yeah, absolutely. So apparently people who have their dabbers at bingo need to have a switchblade element to it in future because it's not safe anymore.
Mm.
So there you go. I've been to bingo before.
Oh, have you?
Been three times, won twice.
Oh, nice.
They say it's not a talent. You can't argue with them numbers. Serious conversion, mate.
I was forced to go to those seaside bingo ones. Do you remember those ones?
Big. Loved them.
I was forced to go to those. Because every time we'd go on like a seaside holiday, my mum and my grandma would just spend most of the time there.
Yeah.
And then what would happen is she'd give us a little bit of money to go into the arcades and play. Use up all the money, then we're just forced to sit down and play bingo.
Yeah. Mate, it's a big deal. I love it.
I used to play it because what would happen is you put your money in the little machine and it would light up. But yeah. I used to sit next to the ones that weren't lit up and play along anyway. It's like, oh, one.
What are you doing right now? Training. Training at bingo, and I.
It's going to come in handy in the future.
bingo. So bingo's dangerous. That's the latest thing that's trending. What's the final thing that's trending here?
Final thing that's trending is... I saw this one and I just started laughing. It was there's a wife, a Romanian lady, who basically, she pulled at her husband's package, let's say.
It's testicles.
If you want to use the technical term. She pulled at it so hard on an International Women's Day, so hard that it basically she ripped them out.
Well, but so the idea is that, I mean, this guy's a bit of a twat apparently to her, like, but
she,
I mean,
she asked him to do a bit of housework. She was like, excuse, could you help us out with the housework and stuff? International Women's Day as well. This geezer's just sitting around.
Apparently, she said he went to work the day before and didn't get paid in money, got paid in wine, and he drank it all and come home drunk. So she was like, I bit my lip that day.
Hey, oh, he was trying me patience.
Exactly. Plays this woman's work, just playing. Ding, ding, ding. She's literally there. He's coming home after a long shift. And I just soldier on. Carol doesn't want him to work every day. She just wants him to bring home some cash instead of a bowl of half-drunk Sauvignon Blanc. And then basically the next day she's gone, can you at least help round the house, can you? And he's gone, no, shouldn't have to. She's gone, right, no flowers. It's International Women's Day. And he's gone, no, no flowers. And then she's just gone, right.
I love the way she had like a little one-liner just before she tugged at him. She's like, I told him he's not any kind of man that I know. Yeah. And then she grabbed his balls and wrenched it out.
Whack.
And then but her excuse was, oh, it wasn't my fault. I mean, he pulled away as I grabbed.
Yeah.
If anything, he made it worse on himself.
First of all, the idea of ripping some nadgers off is quite something. That's hard to do.
That's a big grip.
Yeah. Vice-like.
Why?
It's his mistake for letting her get anywhere near him, to be fair. But even then, I haven't seen something like that since Snatch with Bricktop. You shot me again when I'm walking. I'll cut your Jacobs off. Well, apparently, if you don't do your housework, your Jacobs get ripped off. So there you go.
Especially on International Women's Day.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is more than anything a warning to all the men out there.
Mm.
Do not mess with these ladies. They're serious. They will do it.
The power is there.
Yeah. No, they've all got, didn't know me own strength.
I thought it was him leaning away. Turns out it was me.
Yeah. Why don't you take a guess about your own strength? Hey, unbelievable. Wow.
That would scare the life out of me if someone did that to me, man. After passing out, I'd be so scared of women after that.
Any well, he's woman. He's still in hospital now. He's not over.
There's no recovery.
He's in critical condition. They've just about sewed him back on.
He won't be able to use them again.
They won't work. They're for show now. They're for show.
Display balls.
It's a sham. It's a show home now.
It's like that ideal home show.
Yeah.
Just look.
Yeah.
You can let your guard touch.
I just have people come round and size them up and then leave. But that is what's trending, I know. That is what's trending.
Hey.
We are at the end of what's trending. We do, however, have one or two emails before we jump into our song.
Ooh.
Tinder.
Ooh.
Afternoon, guys.
Afternoon.
Been a while since I've tuned in. Oh. Well, that's a shame.
Oh, she missed out on a lot.
Just wondering how Johnny's Tinder exploits are going. I know. Are you going to start taking advice from Mr. Loverman?
Cheers, Liam and Kent.
I actually do remember Liam. Liam asked you about the Tinder stuff last time, but yeah, about a month ago. Yeah.
I'm back with a bang. Literally, you know what I mean? Like, as in, I'm just back on it.
Are you back on it now?
Yeah, just back perusing. I like to have a little shop. You know what I mean? Yeah, not literally. Never money exchange. Never. not that kind of shop.
Let me make it clear. I haven't spent a penny.
These are not business transactions. Absolutely not. I will not buy virtual roses for an hour of your time. No.
could you imagine if you could do that?
What?
Like buy like virtual roses and tokens to send to someone.
Are you kidding me?
You can.
Oh mate, there's a lot of working ladies out there who ask to be bought virtual roses in order for some time and attention. Yeah. Yeah, they clog up your matches though, mate. You're like, oh, decent.
I mean, innocent little Johnny is just trying to get a conversation going.
Exactly. Hey, nice to match with you. No. No pocket money this week. I'm done. Stop wasting my time. Report.
Are you reporting them?
Oh, yeah.
Flagging them up.
Making it hard for people like me and Liam, to be honest. Trying to be out there, trying to, you know. But yeah, no, back on.
Wow.
Who knows? I may soon be up to actually meeting someone again on there rather than actually just looking. So
I tell you what, if Johnny manages in the future to find himself a girlfriend off of Tinder, then I will rejoin.
Yeah,
that would be my thing. I'd be like, okay, it's worked for him. It can work for anyone.
Yeah,
that would be my thing.
Fair enough. Nice.
That's the answer to your question, Liam.
So that's what's going on, Liam. Nice one for that. Bingo.
Boom.
I'm a bit partial to a bit of bingo.
Yeah.
Clickety click and all that.
Ooh.
At my local one, you can't move for the heaving throng of ladies parading their bingo wings about. I love it. I played it last Thursday and saw quite the sight. A lady wasn't happy with not getting a single house all night, and when she was delivered her burger, she wasn't happy with that as well. I think it's fair to say she'd necked a vat of rosé wine and was levered. She was shouting at the poor fellow who delivered her burger, and he said he'd get her another one. She wasn't happy with that and kept screeching, "Time is money!"
I asked for medium rare, not well done.
Shouting "time is money" at bingo is brilliant. Time is money. He went to go and get her another one, and she picked up her burger and lobbed it at him and said, "I'm the Burger King." It was the greatest thing I've ever seen. I'm getting stuck in again tonight. Don in Aldershot. That is awesome,
nice
Don.
One, Don.
Nice one for that.
I like that one.
I want to see the lady. He's timed money. I'm the Burger King. as a big beef tomato gets lobbed on someone's face.
Poor guy, man. He's getting paid minimum wage. He's getting burgers lobbed at him in his face.
Absolutely. He's probably done. He's like, I'm back to Wimpy. Never got treated like this.
Oh, poor guy.
So let's hit him with a song, shall we, Arnell? A track.
Oh, yeah. So I've been listening to Kendrick's new little album/EP that he just chucked out just last week. He'd done it under the radar sort of thing, just put it out there. And some of the tracks on there are pretty good, including this one by CeeLo Green in it as well. It's called Untitled 06-06-30-2014.
Here it comes.
These metamorphic supernatural forces dominate what I see. A Gemini duality, personalities always conflicted.
Oh, but don't be scared of me, girl. I can't explain. I know it's foreign to you. I know it's hard to believe. God, give me the favor. I can't explain. More than a compliment. And I believe some assistance. Let me show you how. I can't explain. A shadow. I spend about 2 times. I'll be there with the answer. I desire, I
strange, baby, no, I'm not ashamed. I recommend every inch of your lunatic ways, praise the Lord. You teach the kids how to be themselves and plenty more. You know the male species can be redundant. I mean, we love a woman and think we can satisfy it between sheets, covers, and pillows. I'm promising your lack of tolerance stuck on a zero. I'm promising that I'm acknowledging you as my hero. Cause you believe in me, no, you're not easily impressed. But I possess qualities that you need to see. Look at my flaws, look at my flaws, look at my imperfections and all. Look how unique that my mystique is, a round of applause. And yours equally value. You stick out like an alien compared to those around you. And that's alright because I like it. You and me are the same. Hopefully I'm invited, hopefully you don't change, because I know for sure who you are.
I can't explain.
Your mama raised you, your daddy raised you, and you're washing your clothes on Sunday.
Kendrick Lamar with one of his untitled tracks. You're listening to Johnny and Inel. Guess what? We're live and loud on FUBAR Radio.
Live Johnny and Inel. Johnny and Inel.
FUBAR Radio. That's right. In case you didn't check it, Johnny pressed it twice, so you know for sure.
Yeah, I really like that. I really like the sound. It doesn't matter the message that people hear. I don't care. But it sounds good. It's like duality. Bang, bang.
As long as they know our names and the name of the show.
No, but do you remember in school when you used to sing songs in rounds? Yeah. Like Kumbaya, and they'd start someone else off like a little bit later.
Yeah.
It's like Kumbaya, and then you come on. Kumbaya, Kumbaya. About three different rounds of it starting.
Which one am I in? You're in the second round.
You've moved round. Absolutely. I used to love that. I used to love singing rounds. It was so ridiculous. And the way the music, the person on the piano just has those eyes of, now you. Kumbaya.
I always admired their patience from the person that always played the piano in assemblies. I always admired the patience. And again.
Yeah.
And again.
It was ridiculous. Like, I've thought about the, like, our lady was Mrs. Cass, and she wasn't even a musician. She would just come in just to play.
Same as ours, yeah.
Just to play piano and hear us sing.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, we weren't trying. Not in those.
Oh, no.
Like, my mum, right, she loves, like, literally loves, she will, like, well up crying hearing kids sing music.
Oh, is it?
Like, if kids are singing a song and stuff,
yeah.
She just loves it. And I mean, to be honest, when I was a kid, I was like, look, I'm not even trying that hard, to be fair. Look, I'm just doing this because they're telling me to. And most of the time, I'm like, kumbaya, my lord, kumbaya, and all of this stuff, you know. But in reality, like, you get these kids on point, like, songs of praise, like, oh, Havana. That weren't me. Yeah. That was not me.
That wasn't our school either. We had Mrs. Simpson, who used to come in, volunteer. She basically lived like five doors down from the school. That's the only reason she got the job. She used to teach us all. She used to play piano, but she used to teach everyone in the school recorder. And the patience you must have to teach the recorder. Just teaching them how to blow it is the hardest one. Now put your fingers over the holes. No, you're not. You know, you're just breathing through. You know.
Just imagining her coming home every night, fixing herself a scotch. I can't do it, Dave. I can't do it. They're better than me. They've taken me to the edge.
Hey?
It's twinkle, twinkle, little star. How hard's it, Callum? How hard's it? I'm going to knock one of them out. I'm not cut out for it.
Every time they get to Diamond in the Sky, they just destroy it.
There's four holes. How can you get it wrong? Basic. You'll never have a life. So, yeah, that was good. We're now moving on to our Londoner section.
Londoner, that's right. It's the part of the show where me and Johnny answer people's problems and we give them the best advice and guidance in order to get them through it.
Yeah, that money can buy or money can't buy, because you don't even pay for this. You probably should. There is a premium service.
We should be charging, if anything.
There is a premium service, which, yeah, we do let out for some of the customers.
That's a private email address.
Yes.
But if you do have any... we got a couple of problems sent in, but if you do have an A&E problem where we're going to open up a clinic and you've got a problem that has just come to you right now, or you're going through something at the minute in your life, then send it in to us. Don't be shy, man. Start emailing right now, johnnyandinell@foodbarradio.com. Start typing.
Yeah, we want to hear from you straight away, so get on it, guys.
Ooh.
So what's the first problem, Inell?
First problem's a doozy. Let's have a look. Lend me your ear. Just starting a new job, third in about a year. I always struggle in office environments. I've mainly worked in marketing, PR and design jobs, but the majority of people I have worked with, I just cannot stand. I'm always working with the type of people which surprise me that they dress themselves in the morning, let alone do their jobs. The actual work I get to do, I enjoy. I just don't like who I have to work with. They just aren't competent enough to do the work, and I feel like they are holding me back as I have to put up with their drama, their cock-ups and the full works. They always deliberately cause deliberate office tension, and it's always very clicky. I'm the type of person who just wants to get the work done, make some money and go on. Got any tips for working with people you despise so I don't have to hunt for another job?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. Here's some advice. Chill out, Jobsworth.
I just want to do my job. All these people in my way.
Yeah, exactly. Why don't you chill out trying to be the milk monitor? Eh? Some people just like to have a bit of fun.
Hey? So why don't you come down to the pub with us? Oh, you don't want to?
Yeah. Sozza for working to live instead of living to work. Do you want to loosen that tie? Eh? I'll tell you what, Sandra D from Greece. You got a chance to shape up here. No, let's be serious.
I thought you was.
Oh, no. Might get round to that, but no, it just jumped into me at that. I think we've all been in situations like this before.
It can be a difficult thing, isn't it? It's like, I guess it's not a case of... it's when you have to work with people that you know you're never going to get on with if you was on the outside kind of world, outside of the work environment. I think that can be difficult for some people sometimes to kind of, you know, you have to work with them even though you know they're the sort of people that you would probably punch in public. That can be difficult, man. Especially if you feel as if they're holding you back in terms of you doing your job.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is... What I guess is kind of key at the point of this is you've got to split into two. One, this could be the company. Maybe you've got a company that is riddled with people who are, you know, irresponsible and negligent or whatever, or not up to the standards you want to do. In which case, you're probably better off finding a company that you really respect and want to be involved in and then trying to get involved with that. If, however, you're talking, it's more about the industry that you're in, whether marketing and PR attracts these type of people, then you might want to start considering whether that's actually what you want to do. Because the thing is a lot of these industries, the creative ones, kind of like to feel like they give people free rein to be themselves, you know, wear their socks in the office, have a unisex toilet.
Casual Friday.
Yeah. go real Ally McBeal on you know.
You remember that?
Yeah. Just, you know, have a goldfish in the office and that everyone feeds. I don't know, some wacky stuff like that, because it gets the best.
Goldfish that everyone feeds. It's your turn, Sandra.
Yeah.
No, it isn't.
It's teaching shared responsibility. We need Zeus to make it till next year.
Sandra's not pulling away.
Yeah.
She hasn't cleaned the tank out.
He's floating.
He's still breathing, though. Yeah. I can see his gills flapping. he's still there.
So I think that, you know, if it's the fact that you may be in an industry that is attracting people who you're never going to get on with. In which case, you might even want to rethink your career plan. It's never too late to do that. If you do actually like the work and do like what you're doing, then maybe it is worth considering a new company that you want to get involved in.
Yeah, I would say that, but it, like as she's saying, it's she's like free. It's like a third job in like a year, and I guess sometimes like you either get let go, but other times it's you just can't work in some environments, and you just have to get yourself out of there. Like I can understand that. I've left a couple of jobs where it's just like, oh, this ain't for me, and I just got to get out.
Yeah, but this ain't Matalan now. I know. Come on, mate.
It was a tough time, all right. Hey, it was a difficult year. That was
absolutely, mate. Still in the stock room, are you?
Just about.
Yeah.
I don't know why I bother wearing uniform. People never see me on the shop floor. Not allowed on the shop
Invisible.
Floor. The only time people see me is when I'm coming into work and coming out.
That's a potential solution there. You could go to Matalan with Arnell in the back room. No, he's out of that. We're doing well, aren't we?
We're doing all right.
Yeah, no, I would genuinely say. And also, if you are going to have to continue working in the short term, on the same note, the thing that I said kind of in jest at start might actually have to be taken seriously. You got to chill out a bit.
Yeah.
Who cares? At the end of the day, they're incompetent. That's not your problem. You do what you need to do and do it as well as you can.
Yeah.
But the reality is I'm not being funny. There are times where you have to get on with people and just be around people you don't really get on with. That's just the nature of it.
I guess it's certain personalities, you know, because like I've met there's certain friends I have as well who, when it comes to working, not working with other people per se, but when it comes to socially, there's certain people that, like certain people they can just get on with everybody, even if they just don't like them. It's like, yeah, no, I'll just put on a nice face and cool. I'll just be pleasant and stuff. And then there's other people, they just make it blatantly clear, I don't like you, get out of my face. And I think for those people, it's I guess you have to try and find some sort of common ground, otherwise it's always going to be a nightmare.
Yeah. The main thing though I would say is focus on the price, focus on what you're doing it for. If you're working to try and get to somewhere in terms of your career, keep that in mind. And ultimately, if you don't think that any company that you're in, think people are too scared to change things, but you can change things. So, you know, unless you're bound to do it, you know, you've got too many responsibilities, which doesn't sound like that's the case because you changed your job a lot of times. Mm. If it's not working out, go again. You know, at the end of that, at some point you're going to settle in a place where you're a bit more comfortable.
Yeah.
So don't do it in the wrong place, you know. But in the meantime, just suck it up. That's what we're going to have to...
Suck it up! Johnny Cochran's advice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Best advice money can buy there.
Exactly. Nice. Suck it up. Who's next?
Next. Let's check if we've got any A&E problems, actually. Have we got any A&E problems? Yeah, we've got A&E problems. There's always... You know there's always a problem. There's always a problem out there for us. But no, I think that's about as sound advice as we can give this.
That's what you got. Chill out a bit, find some sort of common ground, and relax yourself, man.
Absolutely. At the end of the day, work's work. Mm. You know what I mean? Eyes on the prize. Right, here comes a London Ear section, A&E section, Brian. It's come through. Lend me your ears.
We will.
Hard floor.
Oh.
Hiya.
Hi.
I prefer sleeping on my floor to my bed.
All right.
I had a soft mattress and a duvet and prefer a cold wood floor. My boyfriend doesn't agree with me and refuses to come and sleep on the floor with me. I think he's being selfish, as he says he loves me, but he obviously doesn't, or he would want to lie next to me and spoon all night. I miss his cuddles. What can I do, please? Jenny in Clacton.
I love the way Jenny was like, he doesn't love me.
Yeah. He said he did. He'd sleep on this floor with me.
It's just words to him.
Yeah. Well, Jenny, now, do you know what? I got into a bit of an habit of that. I used to sleep on the floor at one point.
On a hardwood floor? Because it was cold?
I do like a in summer... I would like a bit of that. But in general, it's because it's hard. Like, it's meant to be quite good for your back if you sleep on a floor.
Yeah, you're supposed to sleep on a flat surface, aren't you? But it's... I don't know. Going from a big-sized bed to the floor.
My last bed, I had a little setup where I had a mattress and then put a topper on it. Mm. And it was kind of like a low... kind of
low bed
there, yeah. Anyway. And it was decent. It's probably the best bed setup I've ever had. Mm. Maybe Jenny could... amalgamate the two worlds of beds. Like, she slept closer to the floor.
Yeah, no, that could work.
You know what I mean? Maybe she, even if he slept on a mattress, that he had his bed feel and then he could hold her hand as she slept on the hard floor.
You're right, relationships are about compromise.
Yeah, absolutely. In general, Jenny, don't feel weird. This isn't your fault, okay? It's fine. People do it. We've had much crazier things going on out there.
We have, Jenny, we have.
Try a mattress, though. Do try it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, sleeping mattress only is fine. Like, a lot of my friends I know, they just use a mattress and they don't even have a bed. It's just a mattress on the floor. Mm. And because they prefer it. The trouble that some beds can cause sometimes, once they start giving way, it's just an issue. Whereas the mattress is just, yeah, it's nice. So, yeah, I say try the mattress. Compromise a little. If you can't do that, then at least wait till summertime.
Yeah, maybe you just say, look, winter months, look, in summer, you know, they're your months, where we sleep, where you want, you know what I mean?
Your months.
And in winter, these
and if
are
we're
mine.
Still together, then we'll deal with you.
Yeah, you might find you've got a seasonal boyfriend. But who treats his relationship like it's holiday work. Like he's a rep.
I'll be back, don't I?
Absolutely, I'll be back in winter. Oh, the flowers are blooming. Not working out, me and you. Get on your floor. Try and get another fella to be down there with you, because I ain't. I'm no one's muck.
Do I look like a hardwood or what?
Exactly. Oh, a bit of kush for the tush. Don't worry about it. So, yeah, Jenny.
I think that's good advice, that is.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that those are the main things, to be honest, Jenny.
I don't take it as if he doesn't love you, though, Jenny. That's extreme.
Yeah.
Just because he's not going to sleep on the floor doesn't mean he doesn't love
you. The other thing is, you can still have cuddles and spooning and not... Like, you can sleep where you want to sleep. Like, that's the thing about couples. Certainly, how I've always worked it is... You have your spooning sesh, your little cuddle time, and then you split anyway.
Split,
because,
yeah.
I mean, I'm not... Very rarely am I, like, sleeping, falling asleep, cuddling up.
Start sweating, innit?
Yeah, I mean, you're too close. You have your little cuddle thing, and then it's a natural... And fade away.
And put roll my away. Back to you.
Exactly. It's back to back.
Back to back.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Back to back. Definitely.
Back to back it. That's the clue.
There becomes that point in the night where hands on each other stop becoming acceptable. Okay, no, seriously, get off.
Okay, move. Okay? Move. Move. Yeah.
Next time you touch me will be tomorrow. Don't make me have to build a wall out of pillows. Absolutely.
That sounds like you're talking from experience.
No question, I am talking from experience. Guaranteed.
Pillow, yeah?
Wow.
No, I've never had to build the great wall of pillows, but
it almost got to.
It's been a threat that's lingered in the air.
It's been a threat. It's been put out there. They know about the wall.
Yeah. If you don't know, you better get to know. But there you go.
Mr. Wall over it. The General Trump of the bedroom.
Exactly. I'm going to build a wall and she's going to pay for it.
We're going to use her cushions and her pillows.
Decent. Decent. Are we all done for problems? We all done for problems, Nat?
We've solved everything.
Yeah, we all done for problems? Yeah.
We've solved everything. That's it.
We have solved the problems this week. Whew. Of the world.
There we are.
Do keep getting in touch with us, though, guys. We want to hear from you. Email in johnnyandarnell@foobarradio.com.
It does feel good, though, that we've done some good in the world.
Right.
I always like the feeling I feel after we do London here.
Yeah, satisfying.
Yeah. I feel like I've done my deed for the day. I've done good work.
Yeah, it's part of your community service, mate. That was the agreement. That's why you're not going back in.
You signed the papers.
Good luck to you. Well done.
Hey, you do what you got to do.
Yeah, straight and arrow for you, mate, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Keep on that path.
It's time to crack another tune now.
Ooh.
Now, in the spirit of International Women's Week, Women's Day this week, a little shout out to my sisters out there.
Mm.
Sisters of the world.
Nice.
The females. This song is, reflecting on that. And, it's beautiful. You showed me this, actually.
I really like this song.
Yeah, it's...
Good choice.
It's big. So, here it comes. It's Nas, and the song's called Daughters.
Check it out. I call it. Yeah.
for niggas with daughters, I call this. Shit for niggas with daughters, I call this. Shit for niggas with daughters, I call this. Shit for niggas with daughters. I saw my daughter send a letter to some boy her age who locked up. First I regretted it, then caught my rage. Like, how could I not protect her from this awful fate? Never try to hide who I was, she was taught and raised like a princess. But while I'm on stage, I can't leave her defenseless. Plus she see me switching women, pops was on some pimp shit. She heard stories of her daddy thugging. So if her husband is a gangster, can't be mad, I love her. Never, for her I want better. Homie in jail, dead dad. Wait till he come home, you can see where his head's at. Niggas got game, they be trying to live. He seen your mama crib, plus I'm sure he know who your father is. Although you real, plus an honest kid. Don't think I'm slow, I know you probably had that chronic lid. You 17, I got a problem with it. She look at me like I'm not the cleanest father figure, but she rockin' with it. This for niggas with daughters, I call this. Shit for niggas with daughters, yo. Not saying that our sons are less important. Shit for niggas with daughters, I call it. Shit for niggas with daughters, I call it. Not saying that our sons are less important. This morning I got a call, nearly split my wig. The social network said, Nas, go and get your kid. She's on Twitter, I know she ain't gon' post no pic of herself underdressed. No inappropriate shit, right? Her mother cried when she answered. Said she don't know what got inside this child's mind. She planted a box of condoms on her dresser, then she Instagrammed it. At this point I realize I ain't the strictest parent. I'm too loose, I'm too cool with her. Should've drove more time to school with her. I thought I dropped enough jewels on her. Took her from private school so she can get a balance to public school. They too nurture teen talents. They grow fast. One day she's your little princess. Next day she's talking boy business. What is this? They say the coolest players and foulest heartbreakers in the world. God gets us back. He makes us have precious little girls. This for niggas with daughters. I call this. Shit for niggas with daughters. Yo, not saying that our sons are less important. Shit for niggas with daughters, I call it. Shit for niggas with daughters, I call it. Not saying that our sons are less important. And I ain't trying to mess your thing up, but I just want to see you dream up. I finally understand, it ain't easy to raise a girl as a single man. Nah, the way mothers feel for their sons, how fathers feel for their daughters. When he date, he straight, chip off his own papa. When she date, we wait behind the door with a sword off, cause we think no one is good enough for our daughters. Love.
FUBAR Radio presents
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
A woman has, for some unknown reason, she's taken a poo in a photo booth. We are joined on the line right now by the photo booth.
I pride myself on my ability to capture the mood, capture the feeling for people, and things will never be the same again. You know, I've had many Kodak months, you know, and this just wasn't one of them.
Go through a car wash. Just go through a car wash.
I will.
Nip it in the bud, and
I will, and I'm gonna make it snappy.
Every Friday.
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
From 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
That is The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne. Make sure you tune in. But right now, you're listening to Johnny and Inell. We're live and loud on FUBAR Radio.
Johnny and Inell on FUBAR Radio. Live and loud with Johnny and Inell on FUBAR Radio.
I'm just having a laugh.
You just got those reckless fingers.
Reckless. I wanted to start it like round. I just wanted to do it. So I've done it now.
You happy with yourself?
Yeah, I'm going to do it again before the end of the show,
okay,
guaranteed.
All right.
Pillow envy.
No.
Hello.
Hi.
Pillows scare me. I have a recurring dream at least three times a night that all the pillows in London will come to life and smash open my door and kill me. I believe pillows have souls. Souls of the people that have laid on them, and this will come true one day. The problem is that I have a neck strain from not having pillows, and I don't know what to do. I've tried rolling up my bath mat and lying on an umbrella, but it doesn't work for me. What can I do? Sasha.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, you can sort your life out for a start, Sasha. No, what?
But that's only a couple of quid.
Exactly. I mean, or like, what kind of pillow? Like, buy a puffer jacket and lay on that. That'll give you some kind of relief for the neck.
Some people are like really, they can only lay on certain types, like goose feather ones and stuff like that. They're just grown accustomed to a certain type of pillow. Me, personally, I can't tell the difference.
Well, I think I could tell the difference, but I go for the cheaper versions. You know what Primark roll with?
$2.99 ones. You just absolutely. Walk out with a big bag. Yeah?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's you think the quality's not there, but I got two of them.
Okay, the quality's big.
Yeah, exactly. If I get enough buckets with holes in them and put them inside each other, there will be no leak. There's your fable.
Proper working class fables.
Absolutely. Enough Primark pillows. Very comfortable.
Wilkinson's for me.
Sasha, I think you're going to have to try. You might have to go to Paul McKenna or something, get on that like hypnotherapy, because pillows are important. I don't know how.
Although I did sleep a while without pillows at one point. I can't remember why. I remember going through a period where I didn't have any pillows.
Yeah.
It just came to me, sorry.
Oh, right, good.
I just disrupted your flow, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's just life admin.
Just popped in my head.
It's not entertainment, it's life admin.
Yeah, it's just literally.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's how people know it's life.
Got to get that chicken out the fridge as well, haven't you? Yeah, before it goes off. Nice one, yeah.
Defrost.
Yeah, got to renew your phone bill as well.
Oh, yeah, broadband's coming up.
Oh,
yeah.
Decent, yeah.
Yeah,
oh, right, yeah. My mum's birthday's coming up.
It's always on the 10th.
I'd slept without a pillow at Latitude Festival. Still got neck problems now.
I remember.
Yeah, still got neck problems now.
In the most uncomfortable sleeping positions.
Yeah. Going to sleep battered as well, so you don't feel it. Waking up in stress positions, you know.
I actually had a really good sleep in my tent.
Oh,
like,
that's
you,
nice.
You look mashed up.
Yeah, that's nice for you. That is quality.
And then there was the people next door to your tent, weren't they? Was it your tent or someone else's that was next door making the old...
They were getting kinky. Yeah. Next to mine. Oh, absolutely.
Could that keep me right?
Couldn't sleep from uncomfortable for a pillow, and then the sound effects as well. Oh, unbelievable. Damn. Have a bit of class. Have a bit of dignity, will ya?
Hey, there's twigs around you, for
it's
crying out
loud. It's bad enough here, is it already? Oh, dear. Yeah, I know you haven't showered.
Oh, he went there. Why did you have to take it there?
There you go. Right, so we're now on to our...
Thank you, Sasha. Thank you.
Thanks, Sasha. Blast from the past. It's happening. Big time. It is happening.
Oh.
It's
that time.
It's Blast from the Past.
So it's the time of the show, Blast from the Past, where me and Johnny, we take a buzzword and then we start reminiscing about that word or what that word springs to mind and stories around that word that come to us. And then what we also do is we play a song that we associate with that word. You guys can play along as well. So you can send in your buzzword stories, and the buzzword today is nervous. And you can send it to johnnyandinell@fubaradio.com.
Yeah, just to be clear, that was Johnny and I Nail, not Jimmy Nail.
Jimmy Nails.
Jimmy Nail's not making a comeback. Send it to jimmynail@crocodileshoes.com. He's coming back. Back with a bang. Johnny and I Nail at fubaradio.com. That's what's going to get you heard. So let's fire into this, shall we? Now, nervous. Straight away, I mentioned earlier, haven't I? I mentioned that I've been dog sitting this week.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've been nervous about certain things, which I'm going to dig into now. Mm. I do want to bed it down with a little pre-existing story, which my brother Adam told me, because it is quite funny with regards to how it ends up. And he basically said that, this is kind of unrelated, but it'll make sense in the end, that back in the 80s or something, in like New York or whatever, there was a habit of people robbing people for their trainers. Like, people would go around, like, most people are aware this stuff happens, you know, and people would genuinely come up to people on the street, walk over to them and go, "Yo, player,
What size are you wearing? What size are you wearing? And basically, people would nervously try to find a size that, you know, wasn't the other person's size. Like, I'm size 8. I'm size 8, you know, to try and avoid getting robbed or whatever. But basically, when someone was down for a roll around, down to fight for their trainers, they'd go, your size. I'm your size, player. Look him in the eye. Your size. And that's really tickled us this week. Just look at someone and go, your size, baby. Your size.
That's a real threat.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a counter threat.
Your size. Come and take him. Come and take him.
You want him?
Yeah. You want him? In the souls, baby. You come and get him.
In the souls.
Nike Air pumps. Come and get them, babe. They're your size.
Your size. They're yours. I didn't ask, but they're your size. I didn't ask.
They're your trainers. Come and get them, babe. So basically, that seems quite unrelated to what... I've got to give shout out to...
totally unrelated to dogs.
Yeah, but it will make
He's
sense
gonna
in the
end. He's going to pull it back. He's going
to
pull it back.
To be fair to Adam, he did actually make his connection, so well done. He's also a funny man, just hasn't got the stage charisma as his brother. But anyway, so into the dog stories, right? So basically, I've been looking after this staff called Patch and this other big dog called Marley. Which are just lunatics, they really are. Patch is just an absolute Duracell bunny. The geezer is just running around the house, tearing things up. Oh, like, mate. He's just a nutcase. If you sit down, you're getting licked to death as well. Licks to the face, everything, right? He's absolutely adorable, but he's also just an absolute nutter.
I don't know if I could take, like, a staff like licking me in the face, though, man. That's too scary, too close.
Yeah, you get used to him. You know he don't... He is as good as gold with humans. That's like all the only danger.
That's what every staff owner says, mate. Oh, he loves kids. No,
the classic thing is with staffs is they are really good with humans, but not great with other dogs. Patch is exactly like that. So basically, the owners have told me that these two dogs, you know, again, good as gold with anyone, but they do get a bit spicy when they see other dogs and, you know, can go a bit. Now, I've been having to walk these two dogs on their own, like on my own, sorry. So I've got one staff in one hand and another massive dog in another hand.
Oh,
and I'm walking around, right, and I didn't know what I was letting myself in for, right? So I'm walking around these cycle tracks and stuff like that, and the first sign I've ever seen a dog, like, coming towards, I'm like, okay, we're going to see what happens here. And like the way they start walking just starts to slow down a little bit as this like little, you know, cockapoo's walking towards us, and I'm going, no boys, no, tighten the leash and stuff like that. All of a sudden a dog comes pretty close and Marley's like, like literally running at this dog or whatever, just trying to absolutely go mental. Oh, I'm pulling him back. And then Patch
scared
goes,
the life out of me, that would.
Oh, it's mental. And I mean, like, genuinely, these two, between them, are pulling me to the point where I'm really up against, like, trying to hold them down. I'm having to just pull them back and just get out of there, right? So they've gone after one dog straight away, so I kind of know what's going on. Now, the big worry is, obviously, when one of them has a poo and you have to pick it up, like, you're obviously having to bend down and try and pick up a poo with two dogs that will go for things if they see them. So I'm like, if I have to try and pick up a poo as these two go, I'm going to end up stacking it in the crap. We're all going home. Oh, game over.
Leave it. I just leave the poo. Leave it. Well, when your dog.
I've had to.
Your dog.
I've had to a couple of times.
There you go.
Or go walking in the woods. Hey, mate, ain't my poo.
That was a fox.
That was a fox. There's badgers out here. There's badgers out
Big
here.
Big badgers.
You seen the size of these birds? Have you seen the size of these birds?
That's a swan.
Get your DNA test out, mate, because I tell you, you can't prove it's one of mine. So basically, we go walking. Second time, we come across a dog, right?
Mm.
Next time, it's Patch who steps up. Bang, he starts going after one. I've just about gotten hold of him as well, him back as well. So now we're on running form, okay? These dogs show up, the little dogs show up, these two just go after him, and I am literally like, you know, this is on edge, like, all the time. So I go walking for a walk in the woods, partly for the reasons we just explained about poo, but also because I'm thinking, hopefully, we're on these beaten tracks, we won't see any other dogs, right? So I'm walking around, and it's really, because it's been raining, it's a bit slippery and stuff like that, there's like a few waterlogged bits, really muddy bits. So as I come round the corner, I look up and I'm like, oh no. Oh no. I could kind of see someone walking and I'm like, oh, I think he's got dogs with him. As he turns the corner, he's not only got dogs, he's got two huskies with him. Oh, no. And they're off the leash.
Oh no, mate, you should have warned him. Turn around.
No.
Turn around.
What did you think I did? So I take my dogs and I go off the track. I'm literally trying to get out their way, right? And I'm literally to the point where there's a ditch, right? There's a ditch that digs down. It's got mud in there and everything. And I've got my dogs up against the ditch. And I'm looking at these two dogs. I'm like, mate, my two ain't too good with dogs. And he just shouts out, they'll be all right. I'm like, no. You don't get it.
You don't get it.
I'm literally like, nah. He's like, ah, they'll be fine. These huskies just start walking straight over to my two dogs, just walking right up to him. And I'm like, oh, God, here we go. Absolutely, within striking distance, bang, dog fight. Literally, it's like White Fang going off.
Oh,
there's teeth. Johnny's fallen back into the ditch. He's got two dogs on the leash. Come back. Patch, leave it. Marley's going bonkers. The geezer's had to dive on one of his huskies, holding him down. The other husky's giving it. Large game, you want some, dear? You want some? I'm being chased by a husky. I'm nearly falling in a ditch. If I fall over, the dogs, it's just going to end up, you know, placing bets on it. Full on dog fight.
Mate.
I've literally just about got my two out. This geezer has gone, it'll be all right. He's got the fear of God in his eyes now. He's seen his dog has absolutely lost it. He's going, leave it, Molly. It's a girl.
It's a girl.
She's lost it. She's like,
she's
I'm husky.
Kicking off.
I'm husky. I'll take a wolf on. Don't care. So I've just about got these guys out of there. But the reason why I will link it back in this very long, convoluted way is all of these dogs that Patch and Marley have been intimidating lately. All of a sudden, they come across a couple of huskies in there and they're just looking at them going, what size are you wearing? Your size! Your size, baby! Your size! That's basically what's going on. and that is what has been making me very nervous this week, taking them for walks. I've only got two more walks left before I give them back.
Mate. You're going to have to just let them walk around the garden.
Oh, mate, I have been, to be fair, yeah. But I have to take them out as well. But that makes me think about a song called Nerve by Half Moon Run, bit of an indie one, but I like it a lot, and here it comes.
I just don't know what you're doing.
That was Half Moon Run with Nerve. You're listening to Johnny and Inell. We're live and loud on FUBAR Radio.
Live Johnny and Inell.
Johnny and Inell.
FUBAR Radio.
Well, you did warn the listeners. You warned them. You did say.
Not apologising for it anymore.
No, you shouldn't have to. It's, you gave fair warning.
Yeah, this is it, you know. Mm. Absolutely. It is Blast from the Past. Bang. The buzzword is nervous, nerves.
Indeed.
Why don't you take it away, and then we'll get into some emails, Inell.
We will do. So, the buzzword is nervous, and it reminded me of the time I went on like a date when I was about 20. When I was 20, my brother moved out of his old flat, and I moved in. And so, like, it was the first time I'd like moved out of like a house and lived on my own, sort of thing. And I was, and that was at 19. And so when I was 20, I was like, yeah, I'm just about getting into it and adjusting to lifestyle. Still, my mum would occasionally come around and take my clothes to wash them and stuff because I didn't have a washing machine. But but other than that, I was like, I'm independent, man.
Yeah,
independent.
Really adjusting.
Yeah. Please do my washing.
Yeah.
Please. I remember it's on MSN Messenger a lot back then. And remember what used to happen was you used to, all of a sudden, when you was online, you'd suddenly get invited into big groups of, like, big group conversations. Like, you'd just be chatting to one person, and all of a sudden, you're in a big group, someone's invited you in, and then everyone's chatting. Do you remember?
Everyone's
just chatting away about something. And what used to happen is, like, my friends used to do, like, little battles. They'd, like do little rap battles where they just cuss each other. And I would just sit and watch and laugh and listen and then look at the profile pictures of all the different people. And I'm like, oh, look at this. And there was one girl who looked really nice and we got chatting and stuff and then eventually got into our own one-on-one chats. I was a dweeb. No, I was back then. I was.
Back then. Back then.
Back then.
Yeah.
We got chatting and then we decided like we're going to hook up and meet up and stuff. And I was like, oh, yeah. And I got really nervous because I'd never really been on dates properly back then. And so I didn't know what to kind of do. And so she came to mine. I lived in Manor House. So she came to mine. She got to like Finchley Park Station and I took her bowling.
Good too, classy. Good too.
Classy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Guess where I took her to eat? KFC.
Yeah, wow, did. Absolutely.
Hey, I paid.
Oh, yeah, well, of course you do. It's all under 20 quid, mate. Why wouldn't you?
Hey, you have to rent out the shoes individually at Rowan's.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have so to, that's extra cost.
Have to rent out the popcorn chicken as well, KFC. Decent, mate.
So yeah, I was like really nervous and stuff, and she was quite quiet because, like, even though she was like chatty online, I guess in person it was a bit different because, I guess, like nowadays you have Tinder and Facebook, you see loads of pictures and different people and see what they look like and stuff like that. Back then in MSN Messenger, you had like the one picture you had on there and maybe something you might send them, whatnot. So she knew what I looked like.
Might be of dolphins as well, or something like that.
Well, she knew what I looked like and stuff, but it was like just like it was still. You're still a bit shy because it's the first time you're kind of meeting them properly. And I remember I was after the bowling and the KSC, I asked her if she wanted to come back to mine because it was the first time I've ever kind of done it. And she said, yeah. And I was like, well nervous. And
she said, by done it, you do mean coming back to a house?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, right, good, yeah, good, good.
That's all I had in my head.
Yeah, no, good.
Of course.
Fantastic.
Why, what did you have? So like, I got that, I'm like, I'm proper nervous. Like, yeah. It's like, I'm like being like, not awkward, but I'm like being like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what I'm saying. bit like that. And that's how I was. And I remember we walked out the bowling alley and we was walking towards mine. I was like, oh, we don't need to get a bus or anything. It's just like a 10-minute walk. And I remember walking down, and she was on the outside of the street, like on the pavement, on the like fake closest to the road. And a car went by, splashed her big time with like with a massive puddle, just went all over her. And I remember because she was wearing like a fur kind of gilet thing, and then like white jeans and covered
full park style
covered, and I didn't even know what to do. I'm just standing there like, oh,
let's get you out them clothes,
like
tumble dry.
Some of us weren't the lover men back then. That wasn't the first thing that came to my head. The first thing that came to my head is like, what do I do? Do I like chase after the car, start shouting? I was like, I didn't know what to do.
I didn't know what to do. Car slowed down after it hit her, and I was like, oh, like is it what's gonna happen? And then I kind of walked over, and he was like, and he just poked his head out. I was like, sorry, love, just drove off.
And you were ready to Forrest Gump after him, were you?
No, I didn't
come
say,
back,
because I was such a geek. I didn't know what to do. He just drove off, and I didn't say anything. And then she was looking at me like, why didn't you say anything? I was like,
yeah.
And she just, like, from then on, her face just massive frown. I was like, oh, just get back to my sort of thing, clean yourself up. And she's like, yeah, you're cool. And I remember to get to mine, I think I told the story before, there was like big tower blocks that were in between my flat, and my flat was like on the other side of it. You had to kind of walk through. And as we were walking through, the two tower blocks were shooting fireworks at each other.
Wow.
That's the sort of tower thing it was.
See, if you had some game, you should have been like, I arranged that. For you.
See, if I had the game, yeah, it would have been like, see? But in reality, the fireworks were bouncing off the walls. Coming straight down towards us. And she's like, ah! She started screaming. And we're just like running through the thing to get to mine. And I was like, the entire time I was like, this is the worst kind of first impressions anyone could ever have. It was like everything is going completely wrong for me. And we went back to mine, and she like cleaned herself up, and then she said, I'm gonna get the train home.
Yeah.
And she gave me a kiss though.
So, did she?
Yeah.
So, on the cheek?
I can't remember, if I'm honest with you. So
that deserves two, actually. It's a full on friend, wasn't it?
So
wow.
That really...
So many lines you could have used.
I know. But this reminds me of the song by Young Buck, You Ain't Going Nowhere, because I wish I said that.
You ain't going nowhere.
Stay here with me. Let's be cool. But I didn't. I was like, okay.
See you later.
No, I was like, do you need me to kind of walk you back to the station? And it's just like, no.
A lot of bad things happen when you're walking by me. Here we go. Right, so this is Young Buck. You ain't going nowhere.
A little. I know you love the way I work the middle. You look good in them high heels, girl. You're so good, we in our little world. Shopping sprees overseas, you and me on a private flight. Got a chance to be my wife if your ass act right. Gotta dance all night, girl. You want that ice? Everything's on me, yeah. I'm that type. Marble floors and these elevator doors. 16 bedrooms and all of them yours. Let's fuck all night, any position you like. Then coast by the coast, black Bentley Azure. I know sometimes a nigga might not make it home, and it's no reception, low bars in and on. And I keep doing this cause you don't care. Material girl that'll always be there, you ain't going nowhere. So, and all that crying shit stop when I'm down below. Shit, I'm on top when you hit that O. Now get that O, that's what the fuck you came here for. Now move that body all around like a professional. Damn, shorty so flexible. We can do it on the highway, I'm talking about sex to go. Now how the fuck we get to Mexico? Yeah, I bought that house, but now you talk about leaving. You don't wanna do that, girls. Please and season. Heard your girls told you I'm fucking up and that you need to get even. But all you need is me. You don't need them. You know the game, maintain it, do your thing. And tell them bitches worry about their own man. So when they start talking like that there, tell them bitches get the fuck out your ear. Cause you ain't going nowhere.
I can take from you. right back. You and I both know, if you and I both go our separate ways, one thing's for sure. If you ever get the nerve to pack your shit and walk about that door, you ain't never coming back no more. She ain't going nowhere.
That was a bit of Young Buck there with You Ain't Going Nowhere.
But right now, you're listening to Johnny and I Now, and we're live and loud on FUBAR Radio.
Johnny and I Now on FUBAR Radio.
Live and loud with Johnny and I Now on FUBAR Radio.
You're just in a chaotic mood today.
It's carnage. That was a proper round, though, that one. I won't do it anymore. Because that was a heart start halfway through. And then
that, that's not how you do it with the songs.
No, well,
back
yeah.
in the day, this
you have to let one come by our go, and then you start.
It's got
to
be on the beat as well.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Otherwise, it just gets
carnage,
gets,
doesn't
gets
it?
Mucky,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yep. So there we go.
It's just mess.
Hopefully, the listeners will let me off. Right.
Let my creativity breathe.
Exactly. Sorry, stop trying to put a straitjacket on me, guys. One Night Stand.
Ooh.
Afternoon, boys.
Afternoon.
Went on a date last month with a girl.
Oi, oi.
Good. All went well. I stayed over and, well, you know the rest.
We can use our imaginations.
Yeah. I'd like it if that email just ended there.
Just wanted to let some people know.
Shout out to me. Keep it up, guys.
I summoned the strength from somewhere.
I got the strength of 10 tigers. Remember that geezer, Phantom. Right, so, and well, you know the rest. It wasn't until this week that things got weird.
Oh.
See, this is where we come in, okay? The rest
there
of it is
go.
Just bragging.
That's right.
Braggadocious. Now, weird is where we live. That's the little corner of the market we've dug out for ourselves.
Right, I'm sitting comfy.
Exactly.
Give it to me.
I know, I was just looking at his phone for the first bit, and then when it said things got weird, okay, put the phone away, let's
that's
go.
That's right, that's a look.
Oh, wow. I've just read that. Oh, dear.
Hey, don't spoil it.
I received a text saying, I'm pregnant.
Oh!
Boom!
Oh!
So.
Wow.
It's big.
That's bit. That, to be fair, he messed up there, though.
We haven't even read on yet, but.
He's already messed up. Should have strapped up. Should have strapped up.
I thought you were going to say she'd never get that number.
No.
Schoolboy.
Schoolboy error.
Fake name. She should be searching a Billy Joe Daniels right now.
I should have given your mate's number. That would have been a good prank.
So, this is where we're up to in the story, listeners. There was a night, a special night. Things went down. The week after, things got weird. Received a text saying I'm pregnant. This came as a shock to me, as we'd taken all the usual precautions.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
You was a good boy. I take it back. Apologies. I jumped the gun. I assumed you didn't strap up, but you did.
However.
Oh, wait.
It wasn't until the second text that the real weirdness began.
You were?
Yeah. Gripped right now. It's not yours. But I thought you should know. I'm actually going to say it right now. Right now. Right, for where we are right now, we're halfway through an email. This is my favourite email I've ever received. Honestly, this is where I'm at with it.
Email of the day.
It's gripping me.
That's it.
This is a full on.
Every sentence.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm expecting the usual suspects ending as well.
I know, I can't even predict it. I'm jumping the gun and getting it wrong.
Yeah. It's not yours, but I thought you should know.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
That's a text.
Next.
Oh, next.
A few weeks ago, I was taken away in the night by some mysterious figures. Oh, this is too much. This is too much.
Don't leave people hanging like that. Mysterious figures? Who were they? Do tell.
So let's just go back to... It's not yours, but I thought you should know.
Yeah, and then a couple of weeks later, fortnight.
A few weeks ago, I was taken away in a night by some mysterious figures.
What?
I was prodded and probed, and I woke up the next morning with a weird sensation in my belly. This is when I knew that I was pregnant. I'm sorry to tell you this way. Don't hate me. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
Oh.
Turns out she was just sleeping around, and not with aliens, I might add.
Oh.
Kai and Clapham.
Oh.
Prodded and probed, eh? Oh, oh dear. Oh, dearie me.
Whoa.
What a text. What a series of texts to receive.
He needs to block that number. That's what he needs to do.
Unbelievable.
Block it.
Kai, this is just a magic email from me. It really was.
Magic email.
It was spectacular. It had everything for me.
It had the suspense and the creepiness.
For what I look for in an email, that had it all. That really did. That was gold star. Taken away in a night by some mysterious figures. I mean...
I do like the way it started, though. Just, like, praising himself. Use your imagination. You know
what. Yeah, exactly. And then he's had the...
That's the normal bit out of the way.
He's had the lariness scared out of him by these messages as well, isn't he?
Mate.
He's probably boasting to his mates, yeah, you know the risk it happened. I'm pregnant. Oh, no!
Oh, gosh!
It's not yours. Oh, God!
Gosh.
Mysterious.
For that second where he's reading that text for the first bit and he sees that.
Tears.
Wow.
Yeah, tears.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank God for the mysterious figures, eh? Absolutely. And to be honest, if all women's pregnancy test was having a mysterious thing in their belly, you'd have a lot of geezers on edge, quite frankly, wouldn't you? Absolutely. Could never go for a curry with her, could you?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I tell you what, Kai's going to be, he's going to be extra careful from now on.
Yeah, he's seen Ghost of Christmas Future.
No, he's seen it.
seen it. Absolutely.
Seen it.
Seen. Nice one, Kai. That's brilliant, mate. Oh, wrong one. Bang. Shower hate. Hello.
Hi.
My boyfriend has a phobia of showers.
Oh, okay.
It got so bad that every time he had one, he'd be sitting in it and crying, so he stopped having them at all. He Febrezes himself now, and whilst the smell of lavender is nice, soap would be even nicer. How can I coax him back into the shower? I tried having a shower together with him and making it sexy, but he just stared at me and started crying, which did nothing for my self-esteem.
What?
Tracy in Cobham.
Wow. Oh, you know, you got to get rid of this guy, man.
And if he can't sort his life out, you got to get rid of him.
You've got to get rid of him. And especially if you're being sexy in the shower and he starts crying like a little baby. No, no.
No, simple.
Even I wouldn't do that.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Johnny solves problems really nice and easy. I'll do it in one word. Bath. All right? Bang. See you later, Tracy. Cheers. Bring me another problem.
Showers are easier, though.
No.
They're easier.
I don't care.
Just have to step in.
Yeah, but I don't mind it. All right. He's got some glitch going on where he doesn't like sprinkly water on him. Fair play. All right, mate. There's a pool of water there. There's no excuse for being dirty. Okay? Febreze ain't doing it. You're absolutely having a laugh, mate.
I can't believe he's trying to Febreze.
And if he's scared of water, get rid of him. He's a bad egg, to be fair. You can't help him anymore, Tracy.
Tracy, you can do better, love.
Yeah, you got... Yeah, Febreze ain't rocking
that's, up. No, Febreze is for the sheets.
Yeah. Exactly.
Febreze is after you've done the laundry, you spread your new sheets on your bed, and a little bit of Febreze just to make it smell nice.
Oh,
it's not for your body.
I mean, imagine coming home, seeing him crying in the shower. It's happened again.
Sprinkling water.
Turn it off. get him in the bath, Tracy. Let me know how that one worked out.
Yeah, Tracy. I mean, you can't get down and dirty with someone like that. Because he already is.
Yeah. But you find you can. Weak.
Nope.
This is only a story because Johnny is too weak to handle a small dog on a leash.
Ooh, that's a burn right there. You weak.
Oh.
You weak.
I can see who it's from as well.
You're weak.
Do you even lift?
Oh, do you even lift, bro?
Yeah.
Hey, bro, do you even lift, though?
And that's from Adam Cochran, my brother.
Oh, I knew that was a message coming.
I was like, I bet he's going to text in or something. But, oh, there you go.
Well, he's got
the emails in even better. That's better, Adam. Well done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you even lift, bro?
I lift, mate. Don't worry about me lifting.
You lifting, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry about me lifting, mate. To be fair, Adam wouldn't be able to walk them anyway. He'd probably have an allergy or something like that.
Oh, he's going in, Adam. Yeah, he's going
there we go. But it was a story, and it was a successful one. Thank you very much.
Oh, God. There we go. With retaliation.
So I've got to go head back to my dogs today. So there you go.
Mate, I don't know how you can do it. It sounds like you're babysitting two crazy kids.
Yeah, with teeth. I gave him a lamb bone yesterday. Oh, it was carnage.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's why I don't feel safe around those dogs, man. I don't know how you can feel safe around them, even if you know, they're not going to do anything to me. Just the way they attack things like that and other dogs, it's too much. It's like you being friends with someone who's just really aggressive, always beating up people, but he's like, no, I'm cool with you.
Yeah,
you don't know when he's going to turn, and then that's it, game over. You just seen him put a couple of people in hospital. Could be you next.
I mean, it's kind of he's not. Yeah, the thing is, it's not so much that though. It's if the equivalent would be if you knew someone who was completely cool with all dogs, but was had a real issue with humans. And he was just beating any human he's come up into contact with. But dogs, he'd be cool. You know, the dogs would be cool with him. But there you go. He'd probably not survive in this society, but there you go. I'm heading back. The guy was tearing a lamb bone up earlier, so...
That scares me, that.
No, he's a good lad. He is a good lad.
I don't know how you're still defending him.
What
are you defending him for?
The thing is, with these dogs, I do talk to them like guys as well. I'm like, I'll come home. I'm like, you all right, lads? Yeah, it's been a day, innit, eh? So I'll take you out. Come on then, let's go. And stuff like that. Talk to him on a level.
On a level. They know the deal.
Yeah, exactly. Around, they know who's feeding them at the moment. So there we go. Cheers for all the emails, by the way. Some great ones. Keep them coming in because we've got 8 minutes left. So it's Johnny and Inel at foobarradio.com.
But now it's time for spoilers on screen.
Oh, absolutely. Now, there's been a few things that have been operating in my world at the moment.
Same here.
These are the currently the programmes I'm paying time for. We've got, obviously, The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Excited about Game of Thrones coming back. It's not back yet. Better Call Saul have started now.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, very, very good.
That's what I've been saying.
OJ Simpson trial and X on the Beach just finished as well.
love X on the Beach.
I like a bit of trashy
TV. That sounds
TV.
Like a horror show for me, man. I'd be too scared to even watch it.
Oh, it's carnage. It is carnage. To be fair, it's kind of like one of those things where you look at people who are... you know, quite embarrassing individuals, and they make you feel better about yourself at times, and that's why I like it. It is quite
it's like Jeremy
shameless,
Carl, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it is entertaining, no question about it. The thing I was talking to Andrew Maxwell, who does the commentary for it, and he was saying about how a lot of the stuff that actually got, like, there's a load of stuff that just can't even get out.
Can't hear it.
So
wow.
Yeah, it's a good
show. It's scandalous when it's like you can't even air that.
Yeah. Nothing. No, there's no place for this to be publicised.
That can't even be put online.
Exactly.
Even the dark web would say no.
Yeah. There's no place for this. Not in today's world.
Not over here. Find another corner of the internet because it's not going in this corner.
Have you got... What's your favourite?
I've been watching Better Call Saul. Season 2, it's going really well. I'm really enjoying it. I do like the way season 2 now is split between him and Michael Irvin Trout.
Yeah.
I like that now. I like now it's like an even split. It's like it's about both of them now, and I'm like, yes. And you're getting the gritty side with Michael, and then you're getting the legal side of Saul and how his story's developing. I do like it. And I do like Michael Mando's in it as well. He plays one of the gangsters. He first kind of shot to fame as a villain in Far Cry in one of the games.
Really?
He was one of the villains in that. And because his performance was so good in that, they kind of evolved the entire game around him. Because
wow.
I remember reading a couple of interviews.
Is that the Hispanic guy?
Yeah.
Oh,
reading
okay.
a couple of interviews about it and how he came into audition and he literally just riffed. He didn't follow the script at all. He just riffed on his own different thing, and they loved it so much. They were like, all right, the character you're auditioning for, we're not going to give you that, but we're going to make an entire character around that one because we like what you're doing there. And he became the main villain of the game, and I was like, wow. And then he shot to fame, and then it's great to see him in like in a such a good TV show as this.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, you can see how someone's just like starting from the bottom, now he's there. It's
yeah,
like, it's like, I like that.
He's very good in it as well,
yeah,
isn't
he's
he?
Very,
yeah,
really wicked cool. actor, man. He's just got that cool calmness about him. Like,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know he can just switch on you at any time.
yeah.
When it's too cold, you just know he's just crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's very good. That's one of the things about actors, isn't it? Like, the ones who have a calm, like, chilling persona, yeah. like, they're the ones who are really powerful. Mm-hmm. It's not just the, oh, I can play a nutter. It's the ones yeah, yeah. who just have that little twinkle that says, I'm a very nasty person, you know.
Well, and that's the villain he played in the video game. It was just cool, calm, and chilling. And it was like, he's doing these evil things, but he's just chatting to you on a level. And he's just like being, just chatting to you as a human on just like on a even level. He's got you locked up. He's like literally skinning his best friend at the time.
Oh,
and
wow.
he's just chatting to him just calmly. Just, yeah. And it's like, wow. It's like that sort of performance is, you don't see much. You don't see that sort of performance a lot. So, yeah, no, I'm really liking that. And Walking Dead was a big episode.
It was very much a big episode. I mean, wow. we're starting to talk about Walking Dead Black Ops, aren't we, really?
Yeah, I just love the way they just rolled into the facility, just like...
Yeah. If you haven't seen it, they've stormed it. Negan's base and
Negan's
just
base got destroyed.
Absolutely assassinating people in a dark way, quite frankly.
At least 30 people just got dropped easy.
Michonne was running people through us again.
She doesn't even need a gun. I love it. I love she's got a gun. She doesn't use it.
No, no point.
She doesn't use it. I don't need it.
If you can use the katana, then use the katana. Yeah. Definitely. That's
and the way they were putting people to sleep when they already were asleep, it was...
Yeah, exactly. Never waking up from that... Yeah, exactly.
It's just breathing. All you just heard was the breathing. And I love the way they shot that. It was just literally, you just see the knife just raise and you just see them sleeping quietly. And it's like, that's just the evilest way to...
Straight into the temple, off you go.
That's what I was saying to you before. It's like they got to make a choice. That's like you're going to the dark side now. You're taking someone out in their sleep, and they don't even know you're there.
Yeah, but you got to, ain't you? Mm. You got to. This is the life that you lead when a zombie apocalypse takes hold. And I know that our football listeners at home would make the right choice as well. They'd be ready to snuff some people in their sleep. If need be.
So our football listeners be sleeping on the floor. They'll be ready.
They'll hear your
no
footsteps.
Pillows, just straight on the...
I heard you as you came in.
I heard you on the hardwood.
Yeah. I haven't showered for days.
I felt your footsteps.
Showered. We don't shower, we sleep on the floor. We were ready for this.
They were. I tell you what, if there was a zombie apocalypse, we need to get together these food bar people.
Yeah,
you know?
we need a team, Johnny and I, now,
they
don't
can
we?
Do it, you know.
A live and loud posse.
Live and loud posse.
Yeah, bring your whips.
So loud, you know, everyone's making noise. We're just under attack all day.
I'm gonna bring the dogs.
Yeah. Get him, Patch. Get him.
Exactly. Patch and Marley.
Go on, Marley. Go on, Marley.
Just want to do the thing at the start of Regulate as well. Regulators, mount up. It was a clear black night. As our listeners riddled with problems start bouncing behind us.
Riddled.
It was a clear black night. Nice.
Riddled with problems.
Decent. It's been a wonderful show.
Oh, it has. It's been so fun. Thank you guys for tuning in. You guys are fantastic, man. We love your emails. We always get entertained by you guys, man. We entertain you and you entertain us. It's a nice partnership.
Yeah, it's a mutually beneficial arrangement. Do follow us on Twitter. I'm at Johnny I. Cochran.
I'm at Inel, I-N-E-L.
And we're at Johnny and Inel. So... just get us on Twitter straight away, please. Thank you.
That's
love
right.
it.
We will be back next week at 4 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Absolutely. Yeah. Make sure you have a good week and stockpile your stories to share with us next week. We'll be looking forward to hearing them. Apart from that, yeah. Enjoy yourselves, guys. Look after yourselves. We'll see you then. Bye bye.
Take care.